Welcome to episode 20 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. I'm your host, Sarah, and with me today I have Kimberly,
Hello.
JMO,
Hi.
Lindsay,
Hello.
Justine,
Hello.
and Rachel.
Hi.
So, this week, at least here in America, we are celebrating something very special called Thanksgiving.
Food.
AKA the day where we all indulge in so much food.
Oh, the
Oh, yeah.
food!
So
So
much food.
excited.
I am looking
So much
forward
food.
to that tryptophan nap like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, so much.
I don't even eat that much turkey. I like just pig out on stuffing and potatoes and
Oh,
mac and
stuffing.
cheese.
Y'all should
Like,
taste
you guys
them.
have mac and cheese?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, hell
I'm in
yeah.
the South, all right? We Scots that mac and cheese.
Meanwhile, Lindsay's just over there like, yeah, we don't do shit.
Just sipping my wine, rolling my eyes at you guys.
You're just jealous. You don't have a day dedicated to eating food. It's okay. I understand.
Not every day.
See, also when you're Jewish, like you have so many holidays dedicated to eating. It's
This
wonderful.
is the lie. I love it.
So, in honor of Thanksgiving, today we are going to talk about the things that we are most thankful for in the Once Upon a Time fandom.
Aww.
Yay!
Yay.
Yay.
But to kick things off, let's, I guess, briefly mention
For like
last
5
week's
seconds.
episode 608, I'll Be Your Mirror. It was shit.
Yeah.
To put it bluntly, I hated it. I hated the whole episode.
Awful.
Yep.
The only silver lining, not surprisingly, was Killian.
Yay!
Yeah.
Plus 5 seconds he was in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
5 seconds
Ugh.
of angry
Because,
Killian.
as
He made it
always,
work.
yeah, Killian always knows when there's something wrong with Emma. Like, it never fails. Like, and I loved how he just came in at the last second and
Yeah.
took charge and put that hook up to the evil queen and was
Surprise,
like, bitch,
motherfucker.
back down.
Surprise,
It
motherfucker.
was beautiful.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I mean, that's literally what I thought when he literally popped up. Like, it wasn't like sneak
Like,
attack.
where
He
was
literally
he?
like
I would
popped
assume that he
up.
was just kind of lying
Like,
on the
go.
floor and then, like, got up.
Like, I have to give him so much credit because he somehow managed to figure out that that's where they would be. After being
Right?
knocked out on a beach, I'm sure he got wet because high tide probably rolled in and,
He has to have, like, at least some, like, bruised ribs or something.
What,
'Cause he
Killian?
landed on some rocks.
Yeah.
He went head first.
He should have like a concussion, but
He should.
If this was
Someone should
Grey's
probably take him
Anatomy,
to
he
the
would have a lot
doctor.
of issues.
Killian Jones. Come on, guys.
I did
There's one thing he's good at, it's surviving.
Except not
Yes!
really.
That's true.
Did he really say he's good at surviving? He's died like three times now.
But he's still here. He's still here.
But he's still here, goddammit.
Yay.
He's good at resurrections.
Yes,
there's one thing I'm
that
good
is
at,
more
it's
accurate.
resurrection.
I love the fact that he went from like super like angry, like I'm gonna fucking cut you if you don't get out of here, to like when he sees Emma, just straight puppy dog again. And it was just like
Oh
flip of the
my
switch. It was so cute.
Where did you unfold a hand? It's like, oh, you're so cute. Why are you so
I
cute?
love how he was trying to threaten her with the hook, but he couldn't get his arm around her big ass collar enough to like really like be intimidating.
That is literally all I could fucking think.
I
I
was
was like,
like,
all
oh,
right, but you're
Colin.
not gonna actually like you're not actually gonna stab her because that big ass fucking collar is gonna stop it, dude.
And I'm like, maybe that's why she wears them all the time. It's like straight up like awkward protection because that gives you
No
enough
one
time to
ever
get
knows what's
away because
going
they're trying to get to you and you can't because they're blocked by her like bearded dragon neck.
on. I know, I love that photo, that like comparison
Oh, it
between
was
her
so
and bearded
perfect.
dragon.
So
It just makes me
perfect.
think of the dinosaur from Jurassic Park that spits
Yes.
gas.
Yeah.
Oh my
Like,
God.
I.
that's all I can think
What is
of.
it? I. Kind of. I didn't hate it. Like.
I didn't hate it either.
I really liked Henry this episode. He was back to being, like, normal Henry.
Yeah,
And
Henry
not
was
being,
good.
like, a little bitch.
Yeah. The
And I
thing
like
is,
Violet
though,
Believer.
Henry and Violet were super cute. The thing is, though, they're still treating the Evil Queen as this complete separate entity from Regina, where she has this line where she's like, oh, Mommy Dearest reminded me of, like, the mother I could have been. And it's like, no, that's you, bitch. Like, that's exactly who you were. That's who you are. Like, just because she's running around on her own doesn't mean that her past actions aren't also yours.
I, like, gave up on it, honestly. Like, I just kind of accepted it now, and I just kind of like, okay,
Ray,
whatever.
Ray, I'm also a living pillar of salt, so I'm not going to let go of it.
I know you are. Oh, I know, so. But I've just gotten, like, because I just gotten to the point with it where I'm just like, all right, this is never going to be acknowledged. We're just going to, I'm just going to let it go. I'm pulling Elsa. Although, does anyone else think that the dragon is Mulan's father? Because that's where I'm
going. I do. Literally anything to keep Lily away from the show. I do. Also, you know, like, Mulan.
Oh, they were thinking it was, oh.
Yeah, huh. But I mean.
That didn't even cross my mind at all. I was like, he looks like Mushu! It's Mulan's dad!
Like, he's so obviously Mushu. Like, it's so fucking obvious. Also, I just love Mulan, and I want her to be happy. And even if they're, like, completely denying that she's queer, we all know she is.
We all know.
Or it's not that they're denying. They're just not acknowledging that she is. Yeah. Like, they keep having her play the pronoun game, which is just frustrating.
We're not having her do much of anything right now.
Yeah, I know. Not
here. No. So just, if, like, they're gonna do a thing where Mushu is her dad, I'll at least be happy with that so that we can have her back.
Yeah, bring her back. I love her.
Can we also talk about the fact that, I mentioned this to Jetta last night, it didn't feel like it was snowing. I feel like we were just watching Ginny and Josh in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, that is just their life. It's just, like, she's sleeping in with the baby and Josh is just making breakfast. It's like, they didn't have to script that. That's just their life.
That's another thing. Joshua Dallas's arms were out in full force.
Josh Dallas's arms saved this episode.
Sign me up.
But can we get a tan? His barber's tan was a little much for me.
I feel like that makes sense for David, though. It's not like David's just gonna, like, spend his time tanning his arms. He's gonna have a hella farmer's tan.
It's not a farmer's tan, it's a shepherd's tan.
He has a shepherd's tan.
He's a shepherd's tan. Okay. But, like, their notes to each other, I'm like, that's shit they totally do in their real life.
Oh, I know.
They can't even lie about that. Like, you know they leave each other notes all over their house. Like,
a little love note.
A little love note.
So they're cool. So cute.
They are.
Or, like, if, like, she packs his lunch and she puts a little note in it. Have a great day, honey.
Even though, like, they both probably eat at Crafty.
Shut up, Justine. Ruining it. I just picture Jenny being like a mom, like, all the time, and, like, leaving notes in their kids' lunches and also in Josh's lunches. And everything's cut into the shape of a dinosaur. I have a lot of headcanons about this, guys.
You've thought about this a lot, Rachel.
No.
Possibly more than Kim has.
It sounds like.
Honestly, this is all just popping into my head right now, like, no joke.
I love it, though.
It comes from the heart.
Yep.
Any other thoughts on this episode?
Nope.
Let's just move on before I literally become just a giant salt shaker.
Shaking like a salt shaker.
Alright, well, because we're celebrating Thanksgiving, that will be the end of any type of non-positivity for the rest of this episode. We got it all out of our system there.
That felt nice.
So, who wants to go first with their What I'm Thankful For list?
Whoa, guys, slow down.
I mean, I'll go first.
Okay.
Take it away.
Alright, so I'm thankful for the huge amount of talent that is in this fandom, not even just for writing, but for gift makers, artists, edit makers, just everyone. Everyone here is so talented. There's such, like, a wide variety of talent. And it just makes me happy to, like, be here. And I like it. I also just really love reading and just looking at pretty pictures. So, thanks. All right, I'm done.
Okay. All
right. Well, I have a few things that I am thankful for. One of the number one things being is that I am thankful that we have Colin and Jen as the captains of our ship.
Yeah.
Because
even though the internet is not so kind to them, they always prevail and always have the, you know, they're always the bigger person and they will always support Captain Swan no matter what. And they're both just so wonderful that I can't even stand it sometimes. And I'm so thankful as well for all these conventions that have happened this past year and that will happen again next year, because it gives us the chance to interact with these two amazing people. And it's like the most amazing thing in the entire world to be able to get the chance to see and talk to these two people that we admire so much and spend so much of our life like talking about and discussing and loving. So I'm so thankful for that. Also, I am super thankful for Mark Isham, who is such an amazing composer. And because I am such an instrumental music nerd, I love that he creates these soundtracks that I can cry my eyes out to whenever I'm like feeling emo. So thank you, Mark Isham. I am thankful for season 5, because season 5 is the most beautiful piece of art ever. Like, it just gave me everything that I ever wanted in this show. And it's the one thing that I go back and rewatch the most, aside from like the CS movie, of course. But season 5 gave us like Dark Hook and Dark Swan and beautiful moments in Camelot and Exchanged I Love Yous and Firebird. And it's just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
To get a little vain, I'm really thankful for the Red Vest of Sex.
Yeah. Because it brings so much joy to everyone.
Yeah.
I am super thankful for Captain Charming, because it gives me hours of endless enjoyment and humor.
I'll clap that. I'll clap myself, but I'll clap that.
I am thankful for Jane Espenson getting more and more episodes. And I hope that number increases as we get on.
That Captain Charming
showrunner.
Right?
That Captain Charming episode was done by her and Jerome, so
I have high hopes.
I'm thankful for all the fanfic writers that make all my headcanons come to life and give me hours of entertainment and keep me up for hours and on end and make me lose sleep. So thank you to fanfic writers, including those of you on this show that write fanfic.
You know, the one that does the things for you.
Yes. not to get too savvy here, but I do want to say that I am thankful for my wonderful team of ladies on this podcast that
help me
step away from life, real life, for a couple hours every week and just kind of geek out over my favorite show. And I cannot wait for 2017 to come around so that we can all finally get together and have amazing times at all these conventions. And it's going to be great.
Drink till we throw up. Do it again.
Boot and rally.
Reset.
Oh, that jacuzzi. It's going to be on like flan at the jacuzzi.
I'm so fucking excited. Yeah. Like, no joke. Gonna lose it.
And lastly, I'm just so thankful for all the fans that have given us a shot and have listened to us and interact with us and all the amazing people that I've met online. I have taken a step back away from social media this past week just because I'm trying to be spoiler-free. And it's a very difficult place to be online actively all the time and remain spoiler-free. So if you don't see me around online, that is why. It's nothing that anyone did. I'm just trying to help preserve my enjoyment of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as all my friends that I've made online, like, I love you all, and you can totally reach out to me in other means aside from Twitter. But yeah, I can't wait to meet all these amazing people in person next year, and 2017 is just going to kick so much ass. So I am just,
I'm so
even though it's not here yet, I am grateful for 2017 and everything that's going to bring. So, yeah, that's mine.
That's great. That was so good.
How do you follow that? I'm going to take a stabby stab at it. We're going to go to Stabby Town. And,
hey. Wow, see what delayed, you did there, Kim.
Delayed super fan reactions there.
I'm like, why does that sound so familiar?
Anyways, I am definitely thankful for the show, even though definitely frustrated with it right now. Doesn't mean I'm giving up on it. I'm just frustrated. Because without the show, I wouldn't have been brought in with you lovely ladies and aww, the fanfiction community that's embracing me when I do get off my ass and write something. and, you know, just the overall, you can't be thankful for everything else if you're not thankful for the show, which I know we all are, and I know we're all frustrated right now, but it doesn't mean we've given up on the show, and it doesn't mean we don't have high hopes for what's to come. Definitely thankful for Mark, definitely thankful for Jane. Where would we be without Colin and Jen? And just overall, I am thankful that we have a fandom that we have our problems, let's be real, but for the most part, we're very welcoming, loving, caring, and we'll always have each other's back, and we'll always look after each other. So I know that if I'm ever having an awful day, I can reach out to any one of my sisters in the fandom and just vent. And so it's nice that we've got that. So I'm definitely thankful for that. I'm also very thankful for 2017, because dear Jesus, 2016 needs to end.
Yes!
So over this year. But because I've also been absent on social media lately. I've got a lot of stuff going on back in personal life that's just been a little heavy and a little hard to carry, so I've been just kind of avoiding a lot of things like that, but it's nice that I have the fandom to come back to, and the fandom won't get mad at me for being gone for a little while. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Yeah, well said.
That was a little rambly, sorry.
Okay.
That's fine. I don't really have a list because I'm a grumpy Brit, but I do want to say, you know, I am so like thankful for all you guys. It's not been a great year for me personally, and I started talking to you guys at a very difficult time, and you've just helped me through so much stuff, and just being knowing I could just go online and just speak to one of you guys, to do this podcast, have this routine, and everyone who listens and all the great feedback we've had has meant the world to me. So if there's anything, I'm thankful for you guys. Thank you for everything.
Oh, we love aww, you. All right. I got really emotional last night when I was getting this together, so I apologize if I, you know, give everyone feels, but here we go.
Aww.
When I was growing up, I was that kid that sat by herself at the other end of the lunch table while the other kids pointed and laughed at me for being fat or having braces or being annoying. In a way, I always feel like that little lonely girl, but because of this fandom, I rarely do. The relationships I have built the last 2 years strictly over the love of a television show is nothing short of incredible. Having to navigate time zones in order to keep up with your friends, while sometimes difficult, is worth it for those who mean the most to you. There are too many to even name, because I know I'm that person that would forget someone, but know that you all mean the world to me. This fandom has also given me the courage to get back to writing. Before I decided to try my hand at fan fiction, it had been almost 4 years since I had done so. But because of Jen and Colin and their amazing portrayals of Emma and Killian, and the encouragement of my fellow Captain Swan sisters, I have been writing under my pseudonym Captain Swan as my endgame for almost 2 years now. And with over 40 pieces of writing later, I am still going strong and don't plan on slowing down. Because of the Secret Santas I'm doing and the big smutty fandom surprise I have for the beginning of next month, you can look forward to 6 new one-shots from me next month. And then there's and then there's this podcast. When I first volunteered for this venture, I had no idea, 20 episodes later, that the bond we would share would go stronger and stronger. I can honestly say I can't imagine my life without any of y'all in it. Because they're not here right now, I'll mention them first. Gabby, she has one of the kindest souls that I have ever come across, which is ironic considering how much she loves angst. Jenna is so adorable. I just want to hug the crap out of her, especially when she's giving us tours of her flat. Justine, our little truth bomb, you always brighten my day, or just make it that much saltier. Lindsay, my love, your bubbly nature never ceases to make me smile. Rachel, I love you and your shenanigans and your love for all things booty. Kimberly, my wife, 10 years of friendship and growing stronger and stronger every day. And Sarah, our beautiful Emma, thank you for bringing us all together and for being so patient with us. You are the perfect hostess, and I can't imagine doing this without you. You guys are the reason I am still here. The love of the fandom is the reason I continue to do what I do. That sad little girl hardly ever comes out anymore, and I'm glad. Within this fandom, I am accepted, and I'm incredibly thankful for that. That's it.
Jenna, I want to give you a hug.
I know, I'm crying. Aww. Oh my god. Can we just have a little hug for J-Mo?
I'm like hugging my computer.
Bravo.
Yay. That was so beautiful. Thank you, J-Mo.
Well, yeah, no way. It could have gone after that.
Well, open to you, Ray. So it's no secret that, all right, I was gonna be funny, but now it's like, y'all got emotional and feelsy, and now I feel like, I am very thankful for this fandom and all the people it's brought into my life. And you guys, and this, like, I'm not good with expressing feelings, but I love everybody and everything and all the stuff y'all do in the fandom, and I'm thankful for all those manips and stories that keep me up till 7 a.m. crying my eyes out over, all that. So, moving on to my list I wrote down.
Yeah, read the funny list.
I had to get, like, a little, like, sentimental, but this is the real shit right here, guys. Starting us off, this is, like, one thing that really just means so much to me, and, like, I don't know where I would be without this in my life, and it's Colin's butt.
Did I not just say her love of all things booty?
Mm-hmm. I love one thing. Good butt. Good butts are nice. Colin has one.
I'll drink to that.
Yes!
I am also very thankful for Jen's butt, because girl can wear a pair of jeans. Like, she's butt goals and arm goals and everything goals.
She really is.
Josh's butt. Gotta give a shout out to those Enchanted Forest pants. Can't go wrong with those.
Josh has, like, a badonkadonk.
He got a bootay. Not just a booty, a bootay.
So it's
level up.
Like, Colin's butt can look rather pancakey sometimes.
Hey, you Josh shut your mouth. Like, you shut your mouth. No.
He can have, like, a flat white boy ass and some jeans. And others, it's like a jeans. Bubble butt. But Josh has, like, constant bubble butt.
Yes.
True. Listen, I love.
We haven't Colin's... looked at these butts long enough to interpret this. Not
I
at all.
Love
not at all.
Bubble butt and occasionally
spent
pancake
our, like,
butt.
Friday night doing this.
I love all the butts, basically.
Yes.
Oh, I love you too, Rachel.
Yes.
I am also.
Came with the clapback.
Yeah.
Came with the clapback.
I'm also thankful for Rumble's, let me be clear here, Rumble's stilled skin, not Mr. Gold. His one-liners and flailing when he's in the Enchanted Forest are literally, like, some of my favorite scenes. Because he's like a child, and I love him. I'm thankful for Josh's plaid and David's plaid. All the plaid. Mm-hmm. Jen's hair is goals and makes me cry, and I'm really thankful for it. Probably the biggest thing I'm thankful for that we ever got is Dark Hook.
Woo!
Because, goddamn, fucking Dark Hook.
Too hot!
It's like the epitome of everything I want in a man. I mean, obviously, minus, like, the killing your whole family thing, but, like, looks-wise. He's got the long, angsty hair. He's got the eyeliner, all-black outfit. Like, all you need is to throw a guitar on him and give him a microphone, and boom, he's, like, total emo band ready, and I just, I'm garbage for that. So, yeah, Dark Hook. Charming Shepherd hair. I have to give a special shout-out to him.
Yes.
Because he's
beautiful. Jesus hair.
Jesus. And his lipstick that he wore in that episode, which you will never convince me that he did not have fucking lipstick on in that episode.
Oh, wait, which episode?
With his shepherd's hair.
The long shepherd's hair?
That's the only shepherd's hair. Yeah.
No,
he had that other wig that was also awful.
No. I'm talking shepherd, like
Anna. Like 4-2.
Yeah.
Like Joan.
Joan, yeah.
Okay.
He totally had lipstick on there, and you'll never convince
him. Yeah. Probably a gloss.
Yeah, something. Or he had some Kool-Aid, maybe? I don't know.
Are you saying Josh drank the Kool-Aid? Is that what
you're talking about? Josh drank the Kool-Aid. Camelot Hook. Gotta give a shout-out to that outfit, because it's literally... Yeah. I love all of Hook's outfits, and the fact that they're literally the same outfit, just in different material. And it's still just great every time.
Killian has an aesthetic, and he is going to stick to it.
I mean, right. He is, and I love it. Like, thank you.
And God bless.
Someone made a video on YouTube of all the CS kisses up to, like, what was it, Sarah? Like, season 4?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it goes
It was, like,
there.
40 minutes. And now that we're in season 6, I'm going to say it's at least over an hour. So I'm thankful for the hour worth of Captain Swan kisses that we have.
Yeah.
We have an episode's worth of kisses.
Mm-hmm. Over an episode's worth of kisses.
God bless.
Fucking brilliant.
Let's see, what else do I have? Oh, the Captain Swan couch. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm.
It's a nice couch. Nice fabric. And
someday they'll finish what they started.
They fucking better.
Hopefully.
I am thankful for the Jolly Roger, or as Hook likes to call it, the Raleigh Dodger.
Yes!
The eyeliner. Whoever wears it, whether it's Josh in AU World, or, you know, Colin, when he just doesn't feel like taking his eyeliner off, and he goes to Whitecaps game, because that really made my day. Hook's love of rum.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to that.
I think we all can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hook's scarf from Tallahassee, because really, that's where it started.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, though.
That's all where it began. So thank you, little scarf thing. Thank you. That's where I'd like to end it, right there, on the little scarf thing.
They should bring that scarf back out to play, because we all know Emma has it.
She did keep it.
Yeah.
You'll never convince me that that was not what was in the drawer.
Totally in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Framed.
Oh, tied up.
She's tied up, yeah. Girl. Bed tied clothes. Up.
They didn't need more than one scarf.
He's got one hand.
They use Henry's scarf.
Oh my God, Lindsay.
That's wrong.
Like, Henry is too old for scarves.
Ew, Jenna, stop. No. Ugh.
No.
Ew.
No. They use his scarves from his blacksmithiness.
Blacksmithiness.
Which makes me think, like, I want a flashback of Hook as a blacksmith blending in there in that village. Why have we not gotten that?
That'd be hot.
That's what I'm saying. New Year's Eve resolution. Make Hook a blacksmith.
A one-handed
Pull the blacksmith.
A one-handed blacksmith.
Pull the blacksmith.
That's all I can think about now.
But yeah, I'm just thankful for all the happiness Captain Swan gives us and this fandom. And I guess I'm pretty thankful for you bitches too, you know.
Aww.
And the ones that aren't here.
Yeah.
Need my inks, queen. I'm a tour guide.
Yes!
So we thought it would be fun, because it's Thanksgiving this week, to sort of do a little headcanon theater.
Yes.
And brainstorm or theorize how we think Thanksgiving dinner would go down in Storybrooke. Because we all know we want a holiday episode, and we're probably never going to get a holiday episode.
Which is a travesty. Episode.
It'll be a disaster, but, like, in the best way. Like, everything will go wrong.
I don't know if you guys ever watched Felicity, but Felicity used to do a very special Thanksgiving episode every season, and it was the best. Like, the shit that would go down, and it was so funny, and you always looked forward to that episode because you knew it was going to be so chaotic, like, them trying to all get together for dinner, and, like, you know 500 million things are going to go wrong. And I want that so bad on this show, because you already have 500 million things going wrong, but they're all, like, of life or death nature, and I think it'd be really funny if they were just, like, really stupid things, like
someone forgot to buy the turkey. Burnt.
Yeah, you know, like, just really stupid, non, like, fairy tale-y things, but with fairy tale characters.
The crispy onions to put on the green bean casserole.
Leroy ate everything.
Yeah. Leroy messed up dessert or something. I want to know what everybody would bring.
Okay, yeah.
So do we think this would all happen at Granny's? Do we think this would be a Granny's event?
No.
Snow would take over that shit.
Yeah. I think it would either happen at the loft or the CS house, but my money's on loft first.
Yeah, I'm thinking loft too. I'm definitely on loft.
Loft. Who will be invited? Will everyone be invited?
I imagine it would just be Snowing and the baby, Captain Swan, Henry, Regina, and maybe Belle.
The dwarves would be invited.
Yeah. Oh, and the dwarves.
The dwarves would be at the kids' table.
Yeah. See, I feel
don't know
like
if this all fit in the loft.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like Mary Margaret, or no, here's what would happen. Emma would be like, I just want something small, something intimate. We'll have dinner at the loft. And then Mary Margaret goes and invites every single person ever. And then she's like, hey, so a lot of people are coming now, and we kind of need to use your house. Because the loft is
just
small.
Like,
and Emma's just like,
what the fuck, makes Mom? That face that she makes.
And yeah. And then Killian's just confused for the entire week because he doesn't know what Thanksgiving is. So he's just constantly asking questions and making his little confused puppy face and trying to help but just failing miserably.
This is where we get our CS bed scene, because it's going to be the morning of, and they're going to be waking up, and you're going to hear, like, Mary Margaret yelling at David downstairs, because they've already let themselves into the house to start, like, prepping things in the kitchen. And so they're going to be bickering, and, like, Emma's going to be like, seriously?
I don't want to get up. And then Killian's going to be all excited for it, because he's never experienced this Thanksgiving.
This whole Thanksgiving thing.
Also, because it's going to be chilly in Storybrooke, like, Killian is wearing like some really nice
matching flannel pajamas.
Yes.
No, matching family set. Snow bought it for him last Christmas, and they all have a family set, and they have to wear it.
Yes. It's like the Weasley jumpers. Yeah, they have to wear it.
Yes. Okay, what is everyone's favorite Thanksgiving food, though?
Stuffing.
No, like in the show.
Oh.
Are you surprised at all that Rachel was like, nope, here's mine?
Not at all.
Oh, that's my bad.
That's a good question.
Hmm.
I think David would really like
crab dip.
Like,
oh, yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
I think because he's like the man, I think he would really love the turkey. And because he sees him getting into the turkey, then that means Killian would like it as well. And he doesn't know the effects that it would have. And so, like, he, instead of the rum, it's the tryptophan that causes him to pass out later on in the day.
There's, like, a Captain Charming, like, nap session on the couch.
No, both of them show up in sweatpants. Because Dave convinces him that he has to show up in sweatpants.
So he's not alone. So Mary Margaret, so Snow can't say anything.
Yeah. David, why are you wearing sweatpants?
Killian's wearing sweatpants. Killian's
doing it too. Like,
But you know Mary Margaret's going to insist that Killian be the one to carve the turkey because it's his house. But you know David is going to have a huge problem with it.
Yeah. So he's just going to sit there with his arms folded and his plaid just off the table out of
And couch. Snow's going to have her and little Polaroid camera.
Yes.
Family Thanksgiving.
See David just also, like, carving a turkey is hard AF, y'all. And Killian is just going to be like, I don't know what to do.
I just want him to stab it with this hook.
Yes! He holds it steady with the hook, just and he, like, carves it with the big carving knife. And but then when he's putting it on the plate, he uses it, he, like, stabs the little pieces with his hook while he's putting it on the plates for people.
I also really want him to have, like, one of those electric, like, carving knives.
Yes.
I feel like Killian would like some type of casserole or something that, like, he never had, and he'd be like, what is in this? This is so good. Like, hash brown casserole or something.
Oh, God.
Like, just, I feel like he really would
definitely love stuffing.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry. I went 12.
Of course, shame, of course.
in terms of dessert, you know he's intrigued by the Jell-O.
Oh.
He's intrigued by, like, that cranberry sauce that comes in a can and you kind of just shake it out.
Ew.
He thinks it's Jell-O.
In my family, we call that ganip ganop because of the noise it makes as it comes out of the
can. Oh my God, yes!
You're so welcome.
Ganip ganop.
Ganip ganop. Because it's like, I can't even, like...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I feel like someone would show up with, like, a really fancy, like, quiche or, like, something, like, over the top. Like,
that would crazy. Be, yeah. Regina's yeah. apple pie would be...
Oh, no one would eat it.
No one would eat it.
I know.
And it wouldn't be poisoned, which is really sad, because I think that bitch could make a mean apple pie.
Yeah.
But hell yeah.
I feel like Regina would be the one to bring, like, 4 pies over.
Yeah.
Pumpkin, no chocolate pie,
yeah, they bring
apple pie,
pecan,
yeah.
Yeah, she brings, and then, like, no one touches the apple pie, and, like, all the other ones are gone.
Yeah. Like, someone's just like, oh, I'm so full, but I think I'll just have, like, one more piece of pie. What's left? Oh, apple. You know what? Never mind. I'm good.
You know Zelina's going to show up with just, like, alcohol, right?
Yes!
She's gonna show up with, like, a bottle of Wild Turkey and be like, so
I heard you were having turkey, so I brought some Wild Turkey.
she has the Wild Turkey in one hand and Robin in the other.
Alcohol is Wild Turkey. What is that alcohol?
It's a type of whiskey.
It's American.
It's not good.
I know, I'm just like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. It's just like, wow.
Crappy American whiskey.
I've never heard of it either, to be honest.
Really?
It's so gross.
It's not
a college liquor.
Yeah. You're not missing anything.
Really? Oh, wait, not. Correction. No. Wild Turkey is technically a bourbon.
That's right.
Whiskey, bourbon, they're all the same.
They're all shitty.
Oh, but not. No, but not. Let's not get into that today.
So is Zelina going to be, like, the bartender mixing all the mixed drinks, or who's going to be doing that?
She's not going to do any work. She wants them brought to her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's just going to, it's like, she's just kind of sitting there, like, checking her nails.
Leroy.
And, like, yeah.
Leroy someone, is the bartender.
Like, her to help.
Yes!
No, I can't. I'm busy with the baby.
Meanwhile, the drinking on the job. So he'll be like the drunk uncle at the party.
Oh my God. This guy is the drunk uncle. Holy shit.
Oh, man.
What kind of awkward conversations are going to be brought up at the dinner table?
I just keep envisioning, like, you know Gold's just gonna wander in while everyone's on dessert, you know?
Son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
Because someone has to come in and just fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Oh, he has to be that. Where everyone just kind of hopes that they don't show up, but then they do.
Yeah.
Like, they extended an invitation to be polite and to be like, it's Thanksgiving, guys. Like, come on. He's probably not going to show up anyway. Like, he's not going to show up anyway. We'll just give him an invitation to be nice. And then he shows up and we're like, fuck.
And he brings, like, something, like, some Scottish food, like haggis or something. I'm not American. Here you go.
Oh, that's nasty.
Oh, that's nasty.
All the doors would get stuck doing the dishes.
Yeah, but they could assembly line that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, and they'll sing everything.
Yeah. They'll start whistling. I kind of
imagine the doors, like, passing out first, you know?
Well, yeah, that's what
Leroy would definitely pass out first, and Sleepy, obviously. And
Sleepy's out. Sleepy
showed up asleep.
Sleepy got his head in his plate.
Killian, Leroy, and Sleepy are just all passed out in the living room in like a turkey hat.
Going back to people arriving, does Henry show up with Violet?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like her dad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, her dad.
And Henry's like, guys, like, let's just be normal. Like, please, don't embarrass me.
Meanwhile, David and Killian are having an argument about whose pants stretch the farthest. No, Killian, my pants are stretchier. Mine are.
You know what they start doing in the middle of the kitchen while Snow's trying to, like, get around them? You know that one picture that they took in Neverland where they have their legs, stretched out?
They start doing lunch.
They're just, like, stretching and, like, doing all these weird, like, it's like 80s day in high school where all the guys just, like, stretch all day long.
And Henry's just like, guys, no, like, please.
And, like, groin thrust, like, awkwardly, like, yeah.
And he's like, come on, Grant.
Oh, my God. Killian awkwardly, like, brings up, you know, the relationship between Henry and Violet. And then he's like, so have you had the talk with either of your mothers yet?
Yeah.
I feel and like Henry's going to do something to, like, piss off Emma because he's just going to be, like, an annoying little shit. And she's going to get her revenge by doing, like, that mom tongue lick cheek swipe thing.
Yeah.
Like, right in front of Violet and just be like,
got you.
She'll be like, oh, Henry, like, you got a little something on your face. Let me get that. Yeah.
And Archie and Pongo are there because someone... Because
Archie has to be there, apparently.
Yeah,
I think this is getting to be too big for Emma and Killian's place.
Maybe they could do it like
in the... have to be in, like, town fucking hall, guys. Like, it's just the whole fucking...
No,
but maybe they can go to Regina's house, because she lives in a fucking mansion.
Yeah, that would work, yeah. And, yeah, because her house is, like, big and empty. Just fill it with a guy. It is so horrible. Oh, all right, but if you go, like, in season one when we get to see her house a lot, it's meant to look like massive,
big,
and it's empty.
She's got a big table.
It just shows, like, how alone she is. That's that's her house. It's a lonely house. It's too big for her.
To be filled with so many people, like, would
be brilliant. Yeah, I'd love that. I'd actually really like it, Regina.
And no, she's got extra leaves under the table to expand that bitch.
True.
Oh, yes. And then Killian and David are trying to, like, put the leaves in to, like, expand it. Like, you guys know what I'm talking about? When you, like, pull the table apart and stuff, and then you put it in. Yeah. And, like, Killian and David are arguing over, like, how to put it together. And then Emma just, like, uses magic and, like, snaps her fingers, and it's, like, boom, done. And they're
when Regina's making the pies and anyone asks if she needs any help, she's like, no, I got this. Leave
this
me alone.
Is, like, my element.
My domain.
Yeah. Right? And then when everyone's passed out after eating all the food, Emma and Killian sneak upstairs. Because reasons.
I was going to have them sneak off back home, but I was
thinking...
Yeah. I don't think they would fuck in Regina's house. That would be too weird.
That is weird, yeah.
I mean, they could fuck out back, though. Like,
well,
yeah.
Not in the house. Under the really. Apple tree.
I was going to say
that! How do you like these apples?
I'm sorry, oh I God. Still can't get over the... what's everyone's favorite food, Rachel?
No hesitation at all.
Listen, my mom makes some bomb ass stuffing and I'm so excited. Like,
what's she put in it?
Okay, well, first we start out with onions, carrots, and celery, but we don't like celery, so we mince it all to the point where you can barely see it. Then we saute all the vegetables. No, wait, I'm sorry. We cook all the sausage first. Then we take the sausage out, leave the grease in, cook the vegetables in the grease. Then we start putting in the stuffing. We use, like, the breadcrumb stuff, not, like, actual, like, bread stuffing, because, no.
Yeah.
And so then we put all that in, and then we put the sausage back in, and we start putting the liquid in, and then we usually end up using, like, 2 or 3 sticks of butter in it.
Oh.
Because, of course.
Yeah. Oh, and garlic, of course, and seasoning. Like, yeah. And seasoning. Oh, my God, it's so good. I wish.
Dude, I'm so excited.
I'm so fucking excited for Thanksgiving.
Kim, I can barely hear you.
She said she's excited for Thanksgiving. Where were we?
I think we were talking about food.
Yeah. Stuffing balls. Stuffing balls.
And how I don't really have big balls, but I have big boobs, so.
This whole conversation is just making me super hungry.
Like,
I'm starving now, yeah.
I was watching Food Network. Oh, yeah. And then they all watched the parade.
Yeah.
And the dog show. Because the dog show is better than any football game.
Wait, I'm fuck confused because game. My parade is like first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
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 And then the dog show's on.
Yeah, so they're watching that before they eat Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, you watch that while you cook.
Yeah. Okay.
That's yeah.
And sometimes they'll like replay it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we usually don't eat until like 1 or 2, so.
Bitch, yeah, we don't eat until like 4. Dinner. Yeah, like. Or 3, nope. And then we eat again at 4.
We're early.
Yeah, like, my family didn't start eating until, like, 6.
Jesus.
See, we usually... Well,
it was usually just me and my parents, so, like, we didn't have to, like, deal with a whole bunch of people coming.
We usually will go over to my aunt's house, and we'll eat at, like, 3:30 or 4, and then we'll watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and then we'll go to Jack in the Box and get a fuckload of Jack in the Box tacos and ate those like 8 o'clock.
I love Jack in the Box. Oh my gosh.
So good.
Yeah, like you gotta eat late so that you can just sleep through the night.
No, you eat early so you can have fucking leftovers later.
Yes, bitch.
You can still have leftovers if you eat late. You're asleep, therefore you're not eating.
I wanna have a double dose during the day of because I'm a big gal, so I need all of my Thanksgiving stuff that day.
I just put it all in a sandwich the next day.
Ew!
Ah!
Food cannot be touching! No!
What is in a fucking sandwich? What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
No!
After Thanksgiving, turkey sandwich is the best part of Thanksgiving.
I agree, Justine. I agree with you.
I agree. No, I third that motion.
My food doesn't touch. The only thing that touches is gravy. Well, you know what, Ray? Gravy.
Maybe you're just weird.
Well, no, she's not right weird.
Now, right now is how our Thanksgiving is gonna be. like all the bickering.
I cannot have my food touching, guys. It's a serious issue I have with my life. Like when
have you eat spaghetti pie then? Riddle me that.
What is spaghetti pie?
It's just spaghetti put in a pie pan and baked in the oven with cheese on top.
Dude, why would you do that?
Because it gets crispy.
Why would you?
Spaghetti is...
So, are you saying you don't eat, like, cheeseburgers then? Because that's a sandwich.
I'm not saying I don't eat sandwiches, but I don't put, like... My turkey and stuffing do not touch.
That's the best part, though. It's when you eat it together.
The only thing you don't eat like, together...
You
don't even, like...
are you telling me you don't go to Wawa to get the turkey gobbler? Is that what you're saying?
Ew, what is that? That sounds horrible. And then they put, like, cranberry shit on it. Like, ugh.
Okay, I don't put the cranberry
Ray.
Shit.
No. That's the best.
No.
Like, I have that on Boxing Day. Like, obviously, after the death of Christmas is called Boxing Day here. And I have leftover sandwiches. It's so nice. I love that.
No.
Even the British person gets it.
No. Like, when I go to Cracker Barrel, I'm that asshole that has, like, 20 plates in front of her because my sides cannot be touching. Like, I will send my food back if my hash brown casseroles and my chicken and dumplings. I'm like,
Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ, Ray.
My vegetables cannot touch my stuff. Like, vegetables go in a separate bowl.
What?
Everything has
what
a
do you do?
Dish.
Like, if you have like
so much about you tonight. Oh my god.
No. Can you imagine if you leave this in, someone is gonna be like, "No, I totally understand her." We are few and far between, but there is somebody out there that knows how I feel.
Can you imagine if you guys all got to Van and didn't know this, and then Rachel just has like dinner? It's just like, no, guys, so I can't funny. Eat this. My food is touching.
I'm actually kind of sad that, like, now we know, because that would have been a really funny, like, the watching that whole thing go down for the first time.
Certain things. Having a full panic attack about it, and you're like, why is she panicking?
Certain things can touch. And certain
like,
things.
Like, what can touch, Ray?
Turkey and mashed potatoes.
Yes.
They can touch. Stuffing and mashed potatoes cannot touch.
Why?
Well, that's bullshit. They're delicious when they touch.
Why?
No.
But
what about the green bean casserole?
Oh my god, that's a separate bowl. No, no. That's a completely separate plate.
Right, how many plates do you use when you eat?
Well, I usually paper plate it, so I don't have to wash them.
Yes.
Wait, you're killing so many trees.
Well, at least my food's not touching.
Do you not recycle in your country?
Yeah, we recycle.
I mean, but they still have to kill the trees to make the paper plates that she uses.
Yeah.
Well, guess
what?
It's either that or waste a bunch of water washing the dishes. So take your pick.
God damn, Ray. Why don't you just let your food touch?
Because it's not allowed to touch. No. It's not allowed.
This is so fantastic.
Vegetables cannot touch anything else ever.
What about vegetables touching other vegetables?
That's okay. Well, it depends what kind they are.
Cheesy potatoes touching broccoli.
No, oh god, no! No, Kim! Stop it! No! First off,
broccoli's
gross.
What if, like,
gross.
A food has like, different things mixed into it? Like, if you have, like, pasta, like a pasta primavera, is that okay for you, or do you need to have, like, the veggies on the side?
That's like
they're meant to be together, so it's okay? Is that what you're saying?
If it's, like, an official dish, that's fine.
On Ray's official list of dishes.
Yeah, where's the line coming to play?
Like, pasta carbonara, that all has stuff in it. That's fine, because it's supposed to be in there.
It's fine. It's fine, because that dish is canon.
But when you get, like, what Kim spoke of, that blasphemy, of vegetables touching scalloped potatoes, no. No, no.
Okay, but Ray, what about, like, pie and ice cream? Like, do those need to be in separate things?
No, that can touch. You know what can touch scalloped potatoes? Honey-baked ham. That can touch. Pork is kind of like a universal thing that can usually touch anything because it goes good in vegetables. It goes good with potatoes. It goes good with pasta. It goes good with rice. Like, pork is pretty...
Pork is okay.
Pork is pretty lenient, but everything else...
Vegetables does not keep kosher.
No.
No. This is fucking brilliant.
I feel like when we're trying to, like, cook dinners and stuff, we're going to have to be, like, so careful.
Right?
We don't want to, like, set off her OCD.
I'm gonna be making something, and I'm just going to come up and no, don't do that.
Do you get, like, a spidey tingling, like, when you know something's about to be mixed that, like, shouldn't be?
Yeah. I'm one of those assholes that like takes over cooking if someone's cooking. I'm like, no, I have it. Go sit down. I can do this.
Here's
I got
a question. Here's a question. Do you care more or less when you are drunk?
It's equal.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe our strategy is just to get her really drunk before we start cooking dinner so she won't notice.
No, because I feel like I'll just be more vocal about it, if anything.
Okay, but wait. So, going back to our actual topic of the podcast.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah, sorry, guys. We got, like, distracted, didn't we?
But, we got real distracted. Okay, so who sits at, like, the main table and who sits at the kids' table?
Ooh. I hate kids' tables. I think everybody should sit together. Kids' tables are stupid, because I always had to sit at them, and I didn't like them.
I feel like there will be a main table and a dwarf table. Like, I think that's how it's going to be.
I'm down with
that's fine. Because they all like each other. Like, it got to the point where I, like, should have been at the adults' table, but since I was still technically the youngest and they didn't have room for me at the main table, I would get stuck at the kids' table with all the little assholes.
Yeah, same.
So I would just... I don't like kids' table. I have a problem with kids' tables. Us Italians. We have, like, 30 people at a table. And then there's the kids' table, which has, like, 10 of them at it. And then whoever doesn't get there first or whoever doesn't claim a seat gets booted to the kids' table.
Ooh.
Mm. So at the table at Regina's, she's at the head, obviously, because it's her house. Are Snow and David going to be sitting next to each other, or are they going to be sitting across from each other?
Next to each other. They're definitely that weird couple that sits on the same side of the booth.
you've got to hold hands and stuff.
No doubt in my mind.
So if they're sitting next to each other, like, at the head of the table, it's Snow and David, and then the other side, is it Emma and Killian?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Really? I kind of see Zelina wanting to sit next to Regina.
Well, yeah, I thought Henry would.
So maybe it'll be Regina at the head, Henry on one side, Zelina on the other, and then Snowing and Captain Swan.
Yeah.
Okay,
That works.
And then Killian and David are playing footsie with each other to piss each other off.
And then Belle's next to Killian, because they're besties.
Mm-hmm. And then sitting next to David is Violet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's on her own. Yeah, it's a bit awkward.
Yeah, Henry and Violet have to be sitting next to each other.
Oh, this is so difficult, because now you've got to add more people to it. It's like, see, oh, okay.
This is why my family just let people sit wherever. It's too hard.
And how big is this table? How big is the table?
Giant. Apparently infinitely big.
Hey, we fit like 20 people at my table for Christmas.
Well, that's a lot of people. I feel like Violet's also going to bring her dad. Probably. Yeah.
That's really not that many people if you really want to get technical.
Yeah, but then you count in Archie.
Yeah.
Archie can sit at the other end of the table, because then...
Let's get a head count here. Regina?
We know Granny's not going to be there, because Granny's got her own shit to worry about.
Granny and the fairies.
Granny took the day fucking off, good that she deserves.
Granny's having fun with Captain Nemo.
Ooh! Yeah!
Yes!
Oh, does Liam 2.0 come?
Oh my god, yes!
Ooh, yes!
Yes, please!
Yes.
Liam 2 comes.
And he's just as lost. And he's like, and Killian's trying to, like, I'm trying to explain this to you, but I honestly don't know what it is either.
Like, I kind of don't know what I'm doing either.
But they'll accept you.
Maybe Belle will take him under her wing.
Okay, no, I ship it, god damn it.
How old is Liam? 2.0.
I feel like Liam 2 is only like 16 years old.
I feel like he's in his 20s. 20 or
21. Well, if they're gonna keep pretending that Henry is only 13 when Jared's like 16.
He's 15 now, I think. Henry?
No, Henry's only like 13 or 14 years old.
I think he's about 14.
Yeah, because Henry's not even in high school yet. Okay. I think he's still in middle school.
Yeah, but I don't know. Continuity. This is unavoidable at this
then
point.
Then why is Snow still teaching?
Unless they do a time jump, which we do not want a time jump.
No.
Then there's no way to solve that.
Well, they did a time jump. Because they were like, oh, it's been a year. So technically he had another year.
Wait, when?
During the missing year? Yeah.
Yeah, but then he would have only turned, like, maybe 13. And I think the event since that has only been maybe a year. So he's maybe 14 years old.
I'm going to go with almost 15.
Let's say he's in like 8th grade, almost in high school.
Yeah.
He's going into high school.
He's going to high school, guys! Come on!
And his grandma's still following him through school.
It's like for one of the mysteries on the show, like, you know, what's Henry's age? The writers don't even know. I mean, it's mental.
No, welcome to Once Upon a Time, where the timeline is made up and characterization doesn't matter.
Happy Thanksgiving!
All right, do we have any other thoughts on Thanksgiving headcanons?
Someone's going to burn the turkey.
Well, wait, David and Killian have to do the wishbone.
Yes! Yes. Who wins the wishbone? Who wins?
Oh, Charming. Charming.
Yeah, totally I was going to say, David wins, and then Killian pouts about it. And Emma's just like, really?
So, if any adult needs to sit at the kids' table, it's Killian.
I feel like Killian would voluntarily sit at the kids' table.
But really, there's, like, no kids there.
Well, there's Baby Robin and Baby Charming.
So they're just sitting at a table by themselves. They can't even put their heads up yet.
It's not even a table. They're just, like, in their little baby carriers.
Bouncing around.
And then Killian's like, so, you guys having a good time?
Oh, maybe like, Ella goes and Alex, and then Killian, and Alex gets attached to Killian and follows him around the whole day.
Yeah.
And Killian is then obviously on the kids' table, but he doesn't mind because Alex is so cute, and then he's, like, thinking about having kids with Emma, and it's just so cute.
Ooh, stop it. I feel like Alex kind of, like, comes to find him, like, tugs on, like, his sleeve and, like, wants to, like, sit in his lap at the table as he eats.
Oh, stop. Too many feels.
Right. Yeah, let's stop.
She sits on his lap, and he cuts up her food for her.
Oh, my God. Stop!
You're welcome.
Stop. So, on that note...
You know what all of this just did? This is one giant JMO do the thing button.
Like, God damn it!
We just gave you all this material.
I love it. This is fantastic. And yes, I will replay it, and when it comes out, and I will do it.
Yay!
I did have a few things from Tumblr about what a few of our listeners are thankful for. Coffee Shop Cynic, our dear friend Allison, said, I'm so thankful for the amazing friends I've made in this fandom. You guys have been there through a lot, and I love you dearly. Can't wait to meet some of you in March. The feeling is mutual, babe. And then Caitlin, Spartan Guard, said, I'm thankful for all of the amazing CS development we got in Season 5, especially Dark Hook and True Love, and for all of the cool stuff we're getting and going and getting in Season 6. I'm thankful for all of our talented writers and artists who are so enthusiastic about their work and others' work. But mostly, I'm thankful for all of the amazing people I've been lucky enough to meet and the friendships forged with people across the country and globe. It means the world to me.
Aww. Yeah.
Aww, that's so sweet. All right, before we move on to Rex, I do want to mention two really cool honors that have been bestowed upon two of our ladies. The CS Fic Awards are going on right now, and you can find them at csfanficawards.tumblr.com. And JMO and Justine have both been nominated for their fics.
Yay!
So, Justine has been nominated. Her story, Open Roads of Us, is nominated for Best Modern AU, and her Boyne and Pain, followed by Joy, is nominated for Best Modern AU, Work in Progress, Best Plot, Work in Progress, and Best Work in Progress under 50K. So please go to the website. You can vote once per day and vote for her awesome stories. JMO has also been nominated for Best Work in Progress under 50K, Best Plot, Work in Progress, and Best Enchanted Forest AU under 50K for Love in the Time of the Gods. She's also nominated for Best Author.
And
what in the hell?
So proud of you girls. Keep voting.
So thank you.
Go vote for JMO. Go vote for Justine. Like I said, you can do it once per day. csfanficawards.tumblr.com. Show your love.
Voting so ends awesome. January 8th. Thank you.
And everyone in the fandom who's been nominated as well. Like, it just shows, like, what talent we've got in the fandom.
I think
absolutely
that's
brilliant. I absolutely, like, love, I just love you all, seriously.
Yeah, there's some great stuff
even if
nominated. It's so hard people to nominate.
I know it's
awful.
I want to vote all of you. You're all winners in my eyes.
Well, you can vote once per day, so it's like you can show some love to a bunch of people.
Yeah, you can show your love to a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's open until January 8th, so there's plenty of time.
And JMO, your name, did they have you listed under your Captain Swan is my endgame?
For best author, yes.
Yeah, okay. So for those of you that aren't aware and want to vote for her. All right, so let's move on to Rex.
Yeah.
I don't have one this week because I've actually been reading something that's already been wrecked. So I'm currently reading.
Ooh, what are you reading?
I'm reading Falling Slowly.
Yes.
So good.
Good.
Yeah. So we've mentioned it before, so I will not mention it again. But yeah, it's as good as everyone says it is. So, Kimberly, do you have one?
I do. It's a little thicklet. It doesn't have a title or anything, but it's by Killian's Long Haul. And it was just I believe that's Anne. No, Alex. I'm sorry, Alex. So Alex wrote this really sweet thicklet. It's a little bit of angsty, but a little bit of not angsty. So it was just right up my alley this week that I needed something quick, short, and happy. So we'll link to it. I really liked it. So there you go. That's my rec this week.
Yay.
Lindsay?
I've got some fan art this week, and it is by Actual Swan Princess. It's a cute little fan art of Captain Swan and the Jolly looking out to the in the water to the horizon, and it's just really cute and beautiful.
Aww. Yay.
Cute. Rachel?
It's called Cute Little Heartbreaker, and it's like a three-shot-ish. Is that a thing? Three? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah.
Does anyone know how to pronounce that name? Someone gasped.
Lishatzi.
Yes.
That's a friend of mine, Sandra. She's awesome.
Yes. Well, her little thingy is adorable and painful, and I have one more. I have to read the last chapter, and it's so good. And the summary is, Emma Swan is a vagabond. She never stays in a place longer than for 6 months. The night before the first day at her new job, she decides she needs a little distraction and walks into a bar looking for a one-night stand and finds her object of choice in a good-looking guitar player. I wonder who that could be. Walsh. But unexpectedly, he turns her down. The next day, she finds out that Killian Jones is her new partner.
Oops.
Oopsies. It's so good. And I can't wait to read the last chapter. So,
JMO?
I have a little four-shot done by Caitlin, as we mentioned before, Spartan Guard. It's called A Rose in the Deeps of My Heart. Basically, the description is, Emma's visit to her friends in Ireland becomes more than just a vacation when she meets a handsome man in the woods, a handsome man who turns out to be an immortal fae and helps reveal some truths about herself.
Cute.
So, yeah. I think it was just based on the... Exactly! The elf ears help.
That's
immensely
adorable. I need to read that.
It's so cute.
I love those elf ears. That's what I'm thankful for as well.
Yes.
Colin.
Oh, he's an actual like Irish
fairy prince. Yep.
Irish fairy prince. I love it.
Here for it.
He's like Cornelius from Thumbelina.
Oh my god, shut up. I need to write that.
Or a manip.
Rachel,
do the thing.
Okay. Twist my arm there, guys.
Justine?
So I have a cute little one-shot by Pirate Sales. It's called First Day of My Life.
Yes.
And it's so cute. It's a soulmate AU where you get a tattoo telling you the time and place you'll meet them. And Killian says, 11:59 p.m., New Year's Eve, Times Square. Fuck.
Oh.
It's brilliant, guys. I do also recommend this. Absolutely fantastic.
It's so cute.
I live.
Can I give a quick little shout-out to Feedback Revival, who is the band who is in their songs in the Dust Storm trailer? And I know everyone here has watched it millions of times. And I just recently discovered who they were and found their song. And they sent me some stickers and CDs, and their music is so good. And a t-shirt, because everybody likes free clothes. But they are awesome.
Free shirt. Free shirt.
Free stuff. But I've been listening to their music, and it's so good. And if anyone was looking for that song, it is by Feedback Revival. So we'll
yeah, they're awesome. I second that. Go listen to them. Go check them out on social media. They're really awesome, guys.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that about wraps it up, I think. As always, check us out on all of our social media, OUACS Podcast, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Gmail, Instagram, WordPress, and you can listen and subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, Audio Boom, and Pocket Cast.
Bam!
It nailed it!
Yes! It only took 20 weeks. So to everyone in the U.S., have a wonderful Thanksgiving. To you, those of you not in the U.S., go eat a bunch of really good food on Thursday.
Eat food anyway.
Join in on the fun. Yeah,
I've got Friday off work. I'll eat on Friday.
There you go.
Good.
Great. Yeah.
And we will see you guys next week.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye.